A look at how the Trump-era EPA is working to bring down energy prices. By Hannah Knudsen on August 25, 2026. The Trump-era Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has been working to bring down energy prices in a variety of ways over the past year and a half, working its way through the gas supply chain to make affordability a reality. The Trump EPA considers lowering costs for Americans one of its main jobs, and it has worked to do that a few different ways, beginning with the price at the gas pump by closely examining the supply chain. The EPA finished the first phase of its reconsideration of what it describes as a set of regulations known as UOB/C, which it believes has been driving up the cost for American oil and gas producers, and ultimately, Americans at the pump. Because the EPA has removed unnecessary rules, there have been tens of thousands of barrels more of domestic oil production, and the phase two of this effort is already underway. In fact, revisions to the UOB/C oil and gas rules, finalized in April, are expected to save Americans $2.5 billion over 15 years, according to the agency. The EPA is also working on moving oil in a more cost-effective manner, identifying pipelines as the cheaper option. However, many of these were halted under Democrat leadership, and some states have blocked efforts as well, using a provision of the Clean Water Act to stop these projects. Because of that, the EPA proposed revising the Clean Water Act Section 401 certification rule, aiming to stop states from holding up projects the broader country relies on, according to the EPA, which is working to finalize the rule. The agency is also addressing the refining costs, noting that when the price goes up, consumers directly see that at the pump. On that front, the agency appeals to the Oil and Gas in Shape proposal, which is required to review whether there are better pollution control technologies that can be implemented, costing more money. However, the EPA has determined that no such technology exists that would meaningfully improve this. Based on the EPA's review, the agency is not proposing any revision to the current standards in NSHAPE. With respect to unregulated pollutants, the EPA is proposing standards for methanol from regulated emission points at crude oil and natural gas production facilities that will result in no additional control requirements, per the Federal Register. In other words, adding upgrades would increase fuel costs. Because of the agency's determination, that is not currently a factor, keeping prices from going up at this point in the supply chain. The EPA's repeal of 2024 amendments to Mercury and Air Toxics Standards, MATS, for coal and oil-fired power plants alone is estimated to save $670 million. Further, the EPA has been utilizing season-specific fuel rules to stabilize the fuel market. This month, for instance, the EPA issued a temporary emergency fuel waiver that will increase the nation's gasoline supply and help lower prices for American families. Per the EPA, beginning on September 1, 2026, EPA's waivers will allow the sale of E10, gasoline blended with 10% ethanol, at a higher re-vapor pressure, RVP. This action will increase the domestic gasoline supply by hundreds of thousands of barrels per day by effectively ending the summer blend gasoline requirement early. With the increase of domestic gasoline supply on the market, Americans can expect to see reduced gas prices. As required by the CAA, Clean Air Act, EPA and DOE, Department of Energy, evaluated the current situation and determined that granting the waiver was in the public interest. President Trump has prioritized ensuring American families have affordable gasoline and energy. Throughout this administration, EPA has taken decisive action like issuing RVP waivers to provide relief at the pump and fortify our gasoline supply chain, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said in a statement, noting that they continue this work with our federal partners to increase supply and lower gas prices for all Americans. Across the administration, we will continue to execute President Trump's agenda and provide Americans with a prosperous and affordable nation, he added. Additionally, the Trump EPA has rolled back electric vehicle mandates, allowing manufacturers to hone in on fuel-efficient, affordable vehicles buyers actually want. Rescission of the 2009 endangerment finding in all subsequent federal GHG, greenhouse gas emissions, standards for vehicles and engines is claimed to save over $1.3 trillion alone. That was finalized in February. Earlier this year, Trump's EPA also secured $56 billion in investments for American energy supply chains at the Indo-Pacific Energy Security and Ministerial Summit in Tokyo. The Trump EPA continues to prove that we can protect human health and the environment while powering the great American comeback, EPA spokesman Mike Bastisk said in a statement. It's not a binary choice. Under President Trump and Administrator Zeldin's leadership, we've been simultaneously advancing our core statutory mission while driving down energy costs for American families, he continued. This includes finalizing historic taxpayer savings through repealing the Green New Scam while ensuring clean land, air, and water for all.